up what you want. If you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As I was scouting about the internet for show prep stuff today, I spotted something on one of my radio industry websites. And from time to time, you will see a story pop up about somebody running a pirate radio station. And since I'm a bit of a fan of pirate radio, I clicked through the story. It's out of Ottawa, the Ottawa Citizen, reporting on a 14-year-old that is, as they say, spinning the hits at 91.9 FM, but without a license. And he's apparently been doing it for just over a week or so. And they're already jumping down his throat.
He must be in a metro.
Ottawa, Canada.
Okay.
Which is a fairly large place.
Not small.
It's, I guess, just to the west of Montreal, to the northeast of Toronto. It's not as big as either of those two places, from what I understand, but still, it's a decent metro. And
it's the capital, and we can't have this kind of behavior in the capital.
Is that the capital? I didn't know.
Ask him. I don't know.
Well, yeah, let's talk to the man behind this. 14-year-old Jay Hod is with us on the line. Jay Hod, how do you pronounce your last name?
Saadi.
So, Jayhan, welcome to Free Talk Live. Glad you came on the show tonight. You'd asked me earlier what kind of questions was I going to ask you, and I just wing this stuff, so I don't have a set amount of questions or anything like that. But let's start at the beginning. I mean, the station's only been on the air for a couple of weeks. What was it that inspired you to put your own radio transmitter on the air without going through the government permission slip process first?
Well, I didn't really know we needed a license. But I always wanted to have a station since I was young, so I just bought the equipment and went on air.
Where did you pick up the equipment? I mean, you can get a fairly cheap kind of China brand transmitter on eBay for a couple hundred bucks, but I see in the story here it says you've got professional-grade equipment. So did you get, like, what kind of money did you spend on equipment?
Well, I spent a lot, but it was the equipment is not the... From the internet. It's from, the company Nikon?
Yeah, I think that's a transmitter manufacturer, so that's like a professional-grade transmitter then, right?
Yeah, they are, and most stations have this kind of transmitter.
How did you learn about all this? I mean, have you been involved in radio? Is your family involved in radio? And how did you figure out what you needed to get?
Well, I just typed online what you needed to get for a transmission. And I looked for the equipment, and I just bought the equipment, and nobody's involved in the radio in my family.
So it's just you.
You know, it's amazing, the internet. guy who doesn't really know anything about broadcasting can go in, type in this stuff, figure it all out on his own, and put a radio station on.
Yeah,
how long did it take you to do?
Well, I got the stuff the same day that I went on air.
So you the stuff arrived, you plugged it all in and flipped it on, and you were good to go. What about automation? I mean, you mentioned in the story here from OttawaCitizen.com that you're the only staff member of the station, and you're going to school during the day, so when you get out of school, you go to the station, and you basically spend the rest of your day there. But it's running 24 hours a day, so did you purchase professional radio automation software? Did you find some kind of freebie stuff on the internet?
Well, I'm using like a software. It's for most radio stations use it too. It's but it's free. Yeah, that's what I use.
Well, go ahead and give them a plug. I'm curious as to what you're using, because most stations I've been at have paid thousands of dollars for their automation software.
Well, I'm using Zero Radio. Do you know that?
I've heard of them. Zero. Yep, yeah. I've heard of them. Okay, very cool. So you got the transmitter, you got the automation. I guess you already had a bunch of MP3s that you were ready to go with by that point, right?
Yeah, I have over 10,000.
Wow.
And what's the format? What kind of hits do you spin?
Oh, I have dance and top 40.
And this is the kind of music you're passionate about?
Yep. So did you feel as though that that wasn't represented in Ottawa? Why did you feel as though you needed to put... I mean, because most metros have a top 40 station already in them.
Yeah.
What was the reason why you decided you wanted to start your own?
Because you know when you request songs,
mm-hmm.
like sometimes they say they'll just get it on, but they never put it on for the whole day.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but, no, but the answer is
lying to you.
The trained response is, I mean, having been a former disc jockey in my early days in radio, the best response to give a caller when they have a request is, I'll try to get that on for you. So that way it sounds like they're going to actually do something about getting the song on, but they said they were going to try, so that means that if they don't, then...
Right, the guy who answers the phone doesn't program the music into when it's played. That's a guy called the program director, and you'll rarely get that guy on the phone.
Well, you get Jihad on the phone when you call his studio.
Right, and this just goes to show how radio, in being unresponsive to its listenership, commercial radio, because they don't have competition, inspires people to want to compete, and the governmental process of getting a license prevents that.
Now, I don't know how difficult it is to get a governmental license in Canada versus the United States.
It's
got to
be the same level of nightmare.
I don't know. Jihad, when I spoke with you on the phone earlier today, inviting you on the show, you did mention to me that you were planning on, or you were in the process of trying to get a government license. Was that after they decided to come down on you? What did they do? Did they send a mean guy to your house, or did they, send a nasty letter?
Well, actually, I wasn't here, and people that work here, well, it's not in a house, it's in a building,
mm-hmm.
So people that work in this building, they told me, well, there was three guys and one woman.
Wow. And they
wanted
the whole crew
and they wanted to know who owned the radio station.
Mm.
Nobody knew that worked here, and they had, like, this big truck. I was told that, like, a big truck with, like, all tracking stuff.
Right.
And, they just wanted to know, and they didn't say anything to the people here. And after, when I got home, they called me, the people that was in the building,
mm-hmm.
and they told me some people were here asking who owns the station. And after the girl gave a card to him. So after I called back to wonder what was going on, and they said that I needed a license.
Well, they're always going to say that. But now one of the things that that I was noticing in the story here is they're threatening fines of $250 per day per offense. So I don't know if that means there's multiple offenses or if there's just one, but you're looking at a $250 a day fine. And what would be very interesting to me is to watch and see what the Canadian equivalent of the FCC would do about a 14-year-old operating a pirate radio station.
How are they going to get him to pay $250? What are they going to do? Take away his skateboard?
I mean, right. Let me clear something up here, though, Jihad. I mean, you are operating this out of a commercial building that apparently is owned by your father, and so do you feel like they would try to come after him for this?
Well, I don't think they can because I bought all the equipment and my stuff.
Well,
I don't know what they would do.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
So you decided that you didn't want to be intimidated by these people and you wanted to go through the process of getting a license, and you said that was thousands of dollars to apply?
Well, I don't even know the price, but it must be because the engineer cost about thousands of dollars plus the license. Must be a lot.
So who is doing the applying? Is it? Did you guys hire a lawyer, you and your dad, or what? How's that working?
Well, we found an engineer,
mm-hmm.
a broadcasting engineer, and they're going to apply, and I'm not going to shut off the station.
I have to say, that's pretty ballsy. So, I mean, he's still, even though you're going through the process of application with the government, you're still running illegally, essentially. You're running a pirate's station until if that goes through. And it may not, because sometimes it's all going to depend on how they're seen in the press. And as of right now, you're getting pretty positive press. I mean, people are saying good things.
So they're liable to try to give you a license just to not have to
go
come after you.
Yeah, yeah. So this will be very interesting to see how things come out. And I know that you said that you were short on time here, so we can't hold you through, right? Jayon, you got to go.
Well, I'm not sure because the TV stations already came.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what. I have a few more kind of techie questions, and I want to see where you're going to go with this in the future. So you don't mind, I'd like to have you on for just a little bit more.
Okay.
All right, more with Jihad here in moments. And so 14-year-old entrepreneur kicking off his own pirate radio station in the Canadian city of Ottawa. And getting fairly positive press about this. People are saying they like the station because he actually plays their requests. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We will get to your calls about absolutely anything. I wanted to have somebody on the line here, though, to start things out tonight. From Ottawa, Canada, he's all of 14 years old, and he's got his own radio station. Jihad is with us, and he is the guy who's behind the station up in Ottawa, Canada, which is currently airing 24 hours a day on 91.9 FM. The news broke in the Ottawa Citizen as of, I think, this morning. And he's been operating the station for about a... When did you go on the air?
About a week ago.
So about a week ago. And then how long was it before the feds showed up?
I think they showed up Monday.
So they were pretty quick on that. Now, you didn't go on the air and step on anybody else's frequency. You didn't start transmitting on an existing station or anything like that, did you?
No, but because another station complained.
Sure. That's typically how it is.
Right. The other station doesn't want you on the air, period. It doesn't matter where on the dial you are.
Well, it's a company, and they have three stations in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Chum or something? Yeah, that's Chum. Their company name.
Right, right. And typically what you're dealing with, the mindset there is that it's kind of a abuse victim mindset, wherein people that are abused tend to want other people to be abused as well. And so these people have gone through whatever the arduous process of getting a license, a government license is, and they get very upset when people just decide to flip on a transmitter without begging the government for permission.
I disagree. I think that they do it because they're exclusionary. They just don't want competition. Who would want competition?
Well, yeah, but they wouldn't be able to call and complain if he'd actually gone and gotten a license first. So they're bitching and moaning because he didn't go through the same abusive process.
If he tried to go get a license before without, you know, if using the regular tactics, he'd have never gotten one.
Maybe. I mean,
don't
know.
Now he may, because he's 14 years old. He's got some great press and all that other stuff.
Well, now we don't know how bad it is up in Canada. It may be easier up in Canada than
it may be, but I don't believe it.
The United States. But now let me talk a little bit more to you about kind of the tech side of things. You went out, you figured out what you needed just by searching the internet to figure out kind of the technical side of things as far as the transmitter and the software and all of that. How many watts did you decide to go with?
Well, I have 2,304.
On the FM dial?
Are you serious? You've got a 2,000 watt transmitter?
Yeah.
All right, so. Now, you didn't buy this with your lunch money, right? I mean, how much did this cost?
Well, it cost a lot because my grandfather died, so he left me some money.
Ah,
so
okay.
I wanted to spend it on something, and I always wanted a station, so I said, okay, I'll buy a station.
Wow.
Now, in the United States, 91.9 would be considered a non-commercial section of the dial. You wouldn't be able to run commercials in that section of the dial if you had gotten basically you get a non-commercial license down there. And they're usually cheaper, and they're run by not-for-profit organizations like churches and organizations like that. Is that true in Canada, or do you not know?
Well, I don't know, but my station does work in the United States.
So it goes across the borders?
Yeah.
Yep. I bet the FCC loves that. So 2,000 watts, I mean, what does that cost? Because I've looked at transmitters, but I've only really looked at the 50 to 300 watt range, and they get pretty pricey right away. I mean, you can drop $2,000 on a 50 watt professional grade transmitter.
Oh, yeah, he went
pretty
over that.
Easily.
He got an inheritance, man.
I mean, do you mind telling us, just out of curiosity, what does it cost for a 2,000 plus watt transmitter?
Well, it's like about $25,000, but we bought the antenna and the RDS and the audio processor, mm-hmm. So we got a deal.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Big setup.
So clearly the feds know that they're up against somebody that can afford to hire an attorney and can afford to, you know, go through whatever the process is. I wish you the best of luck with your project here, and I know they're going to try to hit you with these $250 a day fines, and it sounds like that's going to be water off the duck's back for you. And odds are, if you don't pay those fines, they're not going to let you have the license. So the path you're going down, you're probably going to have to pay those. Of course, it's still my fantasy that somebody will put a pirate station or a community station on the air and not pay any of the fines and just jump it around town and try to avoid the FCC. But
I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, to you, J-Hod, you're a courageous guy just to do what you've done. I don't know if you realize how courageous you were being because, like you said, you didn't know that you needed a license, but I still commend you for it. Is there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
Nope.
Thank you,
Chad. Thanks so much, and good luck with your station. We'll keep our eyes on the Ottawa Citizen and see if anything else develops, and good luck. Thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Good night. 800-259-9231. So bumbling into a purchase of a radio station with thousands and thousands of dollars and
funny.
Didn't know that he needed a license.
All that looking on the internet, you would have thought that we'd come across that information. But, you know, maybe you didn't understand what it meant.
Yeah, well, how could you? I mean, look, I went through the process of...
I never even considered the idea at his age of putting on a radio station. So, I mean, I
was thinking about it at about age 16. And I remember when I was I guess it was the late 90s, I started looking into it just to see, because I was absolutely aware that the, you know, I was well aware of the concept of pirate radio. That's what I fell in love with. That's how I ended up into commercial radio in general, was because I figured, well, if I'm going to do pirate radio, well, I might as well learn how to do regular radio first. And, you know, things led to other things, and now here we are on 58 commercial radio stations. But when I was looking into it, it was like a maze trying to figure out.
It's intended to be that difficult. It's intended that
you have to employ
their FCC attorneys and all that other stuff. It's all one big incestuous little nepotistic pot. There.
I was just recently, maybe I'm weird for this, but I just wanted to find out what is the application fee, because we've said on the air before that we think it's thousands, but I wanted to know, like, well, I've been saying this on the air, what does it actually cost to just apply? Now, first of all, you have to, at least with the FCC, there's a window in which you can apply.
Right, you can't even apply when the window isn't open.
Yeah, if they're not accepting applications, then you can't even apply. But so if you're in the window, you can apply, and I was trying to figure out, what does it cost? And I was digging it. I must have spent a half an hour to an hour just looking around the internet, poking through the FCC's confusing website.
You don't need to know that, son. You need to employ an FCC attorney.
I know.
That's what they want you to do.
I could not ascertain.
$500 an hour, baby.
I could not ascertain how much it was to simply apply for a radio station.
That's what the government's about. It's run by attorneys. It's a government of attorneys for the attorneys and by the attorneys. And it's set up so that you simply can't wade through their crap without their attorneys. That's it.
So the toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. So even if you don't have a wealthy grandfather that has left you thousands upon thousands of dollars, you could still put your own community radio station on the air for a couple grand. You could do it. You could do a station that would cover a relatively decent area for a couple grand.
You probably could, but it's the return on investment that's the biggest of deals, and it's one thing to put a station on air. It's another thing entirely to take ad money for that station. As far as the
then you're really gonna piss people off.
Yeah, and then if you are running a real business with real salespeople and real office and all that stuff, so that you can take real ad money. I'm not talking about a couple of bucks from a tattoo
shop. That'd
be
pretty ballsy. I mean, that's pretty. I don't even know if that happens very often out in the world of pirate radio. Usually,
I have seen an ad schedule from a pirate radio station before.
Wow.
But it was, it wasn't much, and it wasn't even reaching where it was that I had the piece of paper in my hand.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, I don't think it happens too often, though. I think it's usually just somebody doing it as a hobby.
They may do it, but as well as I do, when I started going out and looking for advertisement for Free Talk Live, it took me months just to get people on board.
Right.
And at that time, we had 20-something radio stations.
But if you're starting a radio station for a couple grand, you can sell ads pretty dirt cheap because your overhead's just not going to be there.
What was our overhead on Free Talk Live when I started selling ads?
Not much.
Right, there you go.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalSeeds.com. where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Oh, okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free.
Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScan.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And features including, by the way, the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're yours, and you can listen and enjoy on us at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's right here in New Hampshire, amongst hundreds and soon thousands of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people that are moving here to get active for freedom. Head over to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to Ryan in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live. Ryan.
Hey, guys. Hey. I've called before about vaccines, that sort of thing, but today I want to talk to you about the philosophy of science.
The philosophy of science. Okay.
Basically, it's because I really like to be beaten up on the air, so I'm calling you because...
Do you feel you get beaten up? Because, I mean, I am capable of beating people up on the air, but I
don't feel that you actually beat me up, no.
Okay.
I feel very respected. But, so, the whole thing that I was going to call about was because I think most of these things, 9/11 truths, the Bilderbergers, anti-vaccine movements, a lot of those sorts of things all have in common sort of the misunderstanding of how science works.
Did you listen to last night's show where we talked about how vaccines are not, tested with the scientific method?
I missed last night's show.
Okay. You do understand that there are no vaccines that are tested with a control group, and that vaccine companies are not held legally liable for any problems with their product, right?
Right. Well, technically, there hasn't been a test of a vaccine with a control group in several decades. But there have been some.
Oh, I've heard that there are none, but okay.
Population studies that have groups that are not vaccinated, but they're not obviously not randomized into it.
Yeah, it's difficult to randomize because at that point you have to refuse vaccines.
The flu shot has been tested randomly.
Hello? Do we lose him? Ryan?
It's the Bilderbergers. Hello.
Hello.
I just heard a little noise.
I did hear something. Maybe he went into a bad cell.
Didn't need to go on.
You're welcome to call back on that. Anytime there's a technical difficulty that prevents a conversation, always welcome to call back. Otherwise, it's only one call per night on Free Talk Live. One of the things I don't appreciate about what he said there was he lumped in people that are not necessarily interested in vaccines, as you and I are not necessarily, Mark, with 9/11 truthers and Bilderberger conspiracy.
Sure,
theorists.
I mean they can just as easily lump in. Why not just throw in racist bigots and people that believe in smaller government? I mean, just throw everybody in, paint them with a broad brush. I mean, it's fun to do.
I don't know what the science. And then he said that they're all people that don't understand the scientific method, and I don't know what Bilderberger conspiracy theorists have to do with the scientific anything.
Yeah,
those are people that are obsessed with knowing. Like it's almost like a celebrity obsession in a way, except they're not really celebrities. The people they're obsessed with these Bilderberger groups, which is this supposedly secretive. It is secretive. It is a secretive meeting of the world's elites coming together to plot to destroy the world and to kill 80% of the population or whatever the allegations are out there about them. And it's almost like a kind of a celebrity obsession because the people that are interested in that are very good at naming names, like, ooh, well, so-and-so's in the Bilderberg, so-and-so's in the, oh, yeah, we were there this year, we saw them coming in, so-and-so, and so-and-so, and so. It's like, so what? I mean, if what you're saying is true, then, okay, it's believable that there are people that are in search of power, people who are in possession of power, that are interested in lording it over others. Yeah, I believe all that. What does it matter who they are? They are always going to be changing. They are always going to be, you know, there's always going to be somebody new being inducted into the halls of power. What does it matter if you have a list of who they all are? I never really figured that out. Anyway, Ryan, you're back on Free Talk Live. Were you on a cell phone?
Yeah, I am. But okay. I am. What they all have in common is sort of an inability to follow where the data actually leads, and an obsession with personalities. And with personal things over actual work and data.
Yeah, I understand where you're saying that, you know, sometimes people experience things that draw them to conclusions that aren't true in the real world.
Like you experienced getting sick from having the flu shot twice, Mark, and
right.
So therefore...
And so people will tell me that either this was a coincidence or, you know, they'll come up with all kinds of explanations that aren't, I get sick from flu shots. What would you say?
And we don't have any real way of knowing either way, one way or the other.
Well, sure we do. I could go out and get a flu shot.
Odds are actually good that it was a coincidence. But
see,
now, odds are good.
Right.
Not something that's
right. But this is how
the people is actually amenable to solving.
Right. But this is how the people that believe in that claim to believe in science really lose people, because when you say that it's a coincidence that I got sick two times after two different flu shots in two different years, I say to you, screw you, man. I know what happened. Like, I had a general experience, and I know what that's like. And so, like, you've lost your audience.
I think he's gone again. Thanks for the call. That's going to be it. Second time, that's enough. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can ring up whatever you want. Go ahead, call us out if you think. Look, it's not like it seems like what he's trying to do with you, Mark, is that he's trying to say that, hey, Mark, there's all this science that says this stuff works, so you should just have another one. Go ahead. It was just a coincidence. No problem. Sure, it was two in a row. Sure, it was you were really, really sick. But the third time's the charm.
Yeah,
go ahead, give it another shot.
I'm just not interested in it. No. Thank you.
I don't blame you,
and
man.
Then, you know, the questions one has to ask is, why is it that vaccines companies don't have to, you know, the government protects them from lawsuits in this area? And if they're protected in that area, what are they incentivized to do? It seems like they're incentivized to do whatever the heck they feel like, and because they don't have to worry about
consequences.
SACL
CAI toll-free line, 800-259.
9231.
And maybe the vaccine, and maybe the flu vaccines do prevent a certain amount of people from getting the flu. I have no idea. But I also know that a certain amount of people have allergic reactions to vaccines. And so these pro-vaxxers just kind of dismiss that.
The 1% or whatever it is.
That percentage is. And those people.
Hey, it's the price you pay. You got to break a few eggs, make an omelet.
So, you know, when you're talking about killing these people's kids, then, you know, suddenly they get, maybe they get outraged. Maybe they get unreasonable. To call them conspiracy theorists? I don't know. Doesn't seem like you're
the
really...
The conspiracy theory of... There is a conspiracy theory side to people that are anti-vaccine.
There's a conspiracy here. It's a conspiracy to keep vaccine companies from having to pay damages to the people that take their product and get hurt.
Well, there's
that's your conspiracy.
Well, sure, there's that. But I was talking about more the wacky side of things, and one of those would be that, well, they're trying to kill people with these vaccines. They're actually going to pass this deadly virus that's going to exterminate 80% of the world's population.
I certainly don't believe that.
No, certainly not. But that's what I was saying. Is there is a conspiracy theory extremist kind of side to the world of
why would they do that when they have chemtrails?
You're kidding. Of course.
Yes.
Okay. 800-259. Last thing we need is more of those chemtrail callers. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up here, the latest from Maricopa County. There's always something new to talk about in the world of the police state out of Maricopa County. Now, in case you aren't aware, this is it's where Phoenix is in Arizona, and the sheriff of Maricopa County is a man named Sheriff Joe. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, former DEA head of Mexico City, stationed in Mexico City now and has been for a long time now, the sheriff of Maricopa County, long known as probably the most, at least if not the most corrupt sheriff in America, certainly the most well-known corrupt sheriff in America. I mean, there's a very good chance that there are sheriffs that are more corrupt than Joe Arpaio. It's just that maybe they're just better at keeping it quiet. But this guy, he's awful. He forces people into prison that is not like prison that you've ever heard of before, unless you've heard of Sheriff Joe. It's Tent City, where people are forced to live outdoors in the Arizona desert all day and all night. It's worse than that. He does horrible things. But his reign is pretty powerful, and we'll share with you what has happened with one of his agents here in a few moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention parents and grandparents of young children. Gerber Life is accepting applications for their affordable grow-up plan. It's easy to help your child get off to a good financial start for just pennies a day. Free information will be sent to parents and grandparents who call now. Or you can apply right now over the phone if you'd like. The Grow Up Plan gives your child $10,000 in whole life insurance protection now, then doubles automatically to $20,000 later at no extra cost. Later on, your child can buy more, up to $100,000 in total protection, regardless of their health or job, 10 times the original amount. The Grow Up Plan also builds cash value over time that you can borrow from later. Help give your child a head start for just pennies a day. Don't wait. Call now for free information.
For free information or to apply over the phone, call now 1-800-816-5330. That's 1-800-816-5330. 1-800-816-5330.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Coming up, we'll give you the latest from the thugs of Maricopa County. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Tis the season to be shopping, and you might as well just get it all done in one place. Amazon probably has everything you're looking for with dozens of categories in which to shop. You can get free Super Saver shipping on brand new items, plus save a little bit more on used items as well. Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls, Matt is on the line in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to talk about this guy just called about science, the philosophy of science, he called it. I'd like to talk about the religion of science.
Okay.
And I come from a science background myself. I used to be a geology major when I was in college. That only lasted about a year. But I do understand the scientific method. I know how it's supposed to work. I worked with electronics. But what seems to have happened is people have forgotten that they need to use their own common sense and their own observations. They can't just simply trust what scientists say.
Well, look at the recent climate thing just as a perfect example. Who's to say that what they're saying has really been vetted? Who's to say that what they're saying is really scientific?
Well, the people that believe in these things just claim that ClimateGate stuff's a bunch of lies. You know, they just look, cover their eyes, plug their ears, and go, no, 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 it's not true.
That's cognitive dissonance.
It absolutely is.
And that's kind of exactly what I'm talking about. Now, with ClimateGate, you see, you could go out just as Mark or Ian could buy their own equipment fairly cheaply and take their own temperature measurements and their own barometers and make their own graphs and stuff like that. So that's actually fairly easy to prove or disprove. But when you're talking about doctors, you can't go out and make your own test for testing for testing these shots that they give you. You have to either take their word. So now if I see people going out and getting vaccinations and then getting sick, I'm making my own observation.
It's true.
I'm not trusting those doctors who are saying, no, it's not happening. You know, oh, we see it hundreds and hundreds of times or whatever. Well, I don't. I only see, you know, if 5 of the 10 people that I know have gotten sick after they've taken the shot, to me, that means half the people that are taking the shot are getting sick.
Yeah, and what else do you need to know? Why would you want to, after hearing those kind of, after experiencing that, after hearing those numbers and those stories, why would you want to take that risk?
Besides that,
what's the reward? I mean, you're taking a risk and possibly going to get very, very sick, and the reward is that you might not get sick? Because, oh, I might not get sick anyway. I don't get the flu every year, and I have never had a flu shot.
There you go. The risk-reward factor is even less.
Right.
But the point I'm trying to make is that if I'm listening to somebody else who's telling me something different than my own experience, than my own observations, I'm putting faith in that person. It's like a religion. It's like listening to the priest up there telling me that when I die, if I'm good, I'm going to go to heaven, and if I'm bad, I'm going to go to hell, because he knows better than I do.
You know, it's more like the religion from the Dark Ages as opposed to now, because the Bible's available to people and they can read and all that good stuff, whereas at the time they couldn't. And I can't read these scientific charts of theirs. And if ClimateGate is to be believed, and I believe it, then some of these scientists have been shown to toss out data that they don't that doesn't jibe with what their thought process is. So I have to absolutely agree with you, Matt.
And that's the other thing you people need to look at, and they need to think about this. Do these people that are telling you this stuff have anything to gain from lying to you?
Well,
because if they have something to gain from lying to you, they probably are.
They could be, certainly. I mean, some of them have got to be good people, but I don't know who and what.
They're good people that want to sell flu shots, right?
But yeah. If you work for the vaccine companies and you do the science for them, it seems to me that you're incentivized to come up with the information that, if you're a scientist who works for a vaccine company, you keep coming up with science that says that vaccines don't work or whatever, how long are you going to have a job?
Well, yeah, there's lots of stuff that's happening, but I mean, I think that these people are being discredited right now, and we're going to see what's going to happen.
Thanks for sharing that tonight, Matt. Any other thoughts?
No, that was it.
I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Manchester Brewing. It's the brewer of John Thomas Red, which is now available in a strap-on edition for hikers. ManchesterBrewing.com. I think they just put up, at least to my knowledge, a newish-looking website. It's got all their brews listed there, and it looks pretty sharp. I was just there today.
It wouldn't matter if they didn't have a website at all. Their beer is really great.
Yeah, it is. All right, so we continue with Gabriel in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gabriel.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, just to add on to what that guy was saying prior, all these websites that are stating about this RDIF chip and taking the vaccination with all these highway patrolmen going to set up blockades, and if you don't take this shot, that you're going to be sent out to a concentration camp.
Well, okay, you have you've just said a mouthful there.
Yeah.
So you
haven't heard that from us, right?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
There certainly are people out there that are going to tell you these things. And honestly, I couldn't. I mean, do you see right now they're giving out vaccination shots to people who do you believe that vaccines work and that flu vaccines are good things?
Yes and no.
Okay. Do you see that that they could take this, that sort of the next step is that they could say, parents that don't give their kids the flu vaccine are abusing their children. Do you see that they could get to that point?
Yes.
Yeah, it seems to me like they could, too. I don't think they're doing that this week or anything like that, and I think that some of these people have a tendency to fly off the handle and create amazing stories.
There has been talk, however, and you're right, Mark, that certainly the conspiracy world will take things to the total extreme, even when there's not necessarily evidence to suggest it. But and I don't know what evidence has been shown to talk about the things you're suggesting there. But I do know that there was discussion, from what I understand, of essentially vaccinating people who want to get on planes that might look like they have the flu. Right. You know, there has been talk about that. I haven't heard the stories about roadblocks and forced vaccinations. Is that possible? It's possible. Is it likely at this point? It doesn't seem to be.
But let me add on to that, because biotech, who makes some of the vaccine, and the people that make Lamisil, those people are the two people that are making the vaccination. And Obama's bought into their stocks, bought a lot of it.
Yeah, probably a pretty smart move. I mean, when the government is going to mandate that people take some sort of vaccine, which it hasn't quite mandated it yet, but when the government's going to be pushing a vaccine very heavily, then, yeah, it would make sense to buy a stock in that.
Well, it should be that Obama's portfolio should be handled by a broker at this point without his knowledge. I mean, if the man's got any kind of integrity, he is not making investments on his own right now. He's not directing his broker or anything like that. So, I mean, I don't know what it is that you speak, but if he's doing what you're saying, it is, as far as I'm concerned, the highest levels of deceit.
Now, Gabriel, where does the you mentioned RFID? Where does that factor into this conspiracy theory thing?
Well, back in the day when Applied Digital Sciences and Sky Angel started that stuff, and those family in Florida got that mark. They got the RDIF chip put in them.
It's RFID.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is it you're getting at?
Well, that's going to be the next big wave of tracking people.
Okay, so you believe that, I'm extrapolating here, you believe that the shots actually have RFID chips in them? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, you got to take the bracelet if you take the vaccination. If you don't, you don't get the vaccination. You don't get
a bracelet.
You don't get the bracelet.
Do you know anything about this bracelet thing, Mark? I
have no idea what it is.
What would the bracelet be for?
A commerce, buying and selling.
There you go. It's the mark of the beast, baby.
It sounds like what you're talking about is something that might be planned off in the future. You're not saying that's happening right now, right?
No, but it will happen soon.
Okay, so there's Gabriel's prediction. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That seems a little unrealistic. I mean, if people are going to... If the whole idea of implementing...
Well, it depends on what your definition of soon is, Ian. That's all.
Yeah,
I mean, people have been claiming this stuff since I was a kid, and, it hasn't happened yet. But I'm not saying... at some point or another, somebody's going to want a credit card, in their arm so they don't have to... So they can't lose it. I mean, it does seem natural.
Are they going to put RFID chips in identification cards? Sure, yeah, that's happening. They're already in passports. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. I wouldn't wear that bracelet, though.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.